the book Hebrews, part 67. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe I have a question, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that is banned in the world, you can't find it in no bookshop, anywhere, not even Amazon Books has it. Contact us at the WhatsApp, +27 international number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time you have to participate in a study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a lot of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the YouTube channel in order to receive the different notification of other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that these have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready in order to participate in the study. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yafashua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning, but I just want to read verse 2, Hebrew 2 verse 8 again, because the last part I need to say something more. Thou, Yahweh Almighty, has put all things in subjection under His feet, Yafashua's feet. For in that He, Yahweh Almighty, put all in subjection under His feet, Yafashua. He, Yafashua, left nothing that is not put under Him, Yafashua. But now, 2025, we see not yet all things are put under His feet. So we understand that death is still reigning today. Although Yafashua has given eternal life back unto us, which Adam and Eve actually lost as well, but through the blood of Yafashua we regain eternal life. Now it says, but we see Yafashua, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, so He brought Him down, because the angel cannot die. He's a heavenly being, crowned with glory and honor. Yafashua is crowned with all glory and honor, that He by the grace of Yahweh Almighty should taste death for every man. What has He done on the cross? He died in our place. He took our burdens, our sin, our griefs, our sorrows, our sickness. He took everything upon Himself. Go read Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Through His stripes we are healed. He was like a lamb before slaughter. He didn't open His mouth. He bore our sorrows in order for His redemption blood to purify us and to redeem us. He took everything upon Himself. And for that to happen, He had to become equal with every man. And that's why He puts on a body, a human body. Now tell me, when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, was poured out upon Yafashua, when John the Immerser immersed Him, and the Father, He says, when the Ruach came down, it's not a dove, like a dove. It's figurative speech. And the voice said out of heaven, this is My beloved Son, and we are well pleased. Tell me, He received the right hand of the Father. Can Yafashua, can the right hand of Yahweh die? No. Because with the authority and the power of the right hand, He raised people from the dead. He forgave sin. He walked on the waters. He cleansed the leper. He healed the blind. And He forgives sin. Can He die? No. But He died on the cross. He became less than the angel, because the angel can't die, in order to taste sin or death for every man. He became sin. He didn't have sin. He became, just by hanging on a Roman cross, made Him sin. Sinful. Although He didn't have sin, He bore our sins and griefs and sorrows. How did He die? If He was the Son of Yahweh, our Elohim, how did He die? with the right hand which was revealed into him. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Just before he died, he says, Father, in thy hands I lay my spirit. So he gave back what he received 3 years previously when he was immersed by John the Immerser and the Ruach came down upon him. He gave it back and now he was as a man, a human, a little bit less than the angel. And now he can die in order to taste death for every man. If he wasn't made just less than an angel, if he was just an angel that came down, he couldn't die. Because angels don't die. So there's a bit of a revelation in this part in verse 9. Looking at, he had to be crowned with glory and honor, that by grace of Yahweh Almighty, he should take to taste death for us today, every man. Alright, we're understanding that. Let's look at verse 10. For it became him, that him, capital M, Yahushua. For it became him, Yahushua, for whom are all things and by whom are all things. Look what he says. For whom are all things and by whom are all things. The earth was created for the benefit of Yahushua. He didn't create the earth. The earth was created. For whom are all things? It is because of him, the capital H. Reading it with a small H, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. For he became him, Yahushua. For whom are all things? And by whom are all things? In bringing many sons unto glory. Sons, we are the sons of Yahweh. Not the Nephilims. The Nephilims is only giants, which they, in the West Cotonaut text, the 8081 text, the New King James, talks about the Nephilims in Genesis 6. Doesn't talk about the giants. Talks about the Nephilims. You remember, we went through it. To bring many sons unto Yahweh. We are Adam's sons. Why? Because we have a living soul. When Yahweh breathed into Adam's nostrils, the breath of love, he became an ever-living soul. In bringing many sons unto glory, glory with a capital G, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through his Yahushua's suffering. So he became captain of our lives, our salvation. Salvation to me is a capital S. Salvation, saving us. Perfect through Yahushua's suffering. With him who were spit in his face, heat in the face, could hardly carry his cross, hang on the cross. He suffered, he became the captain for our salvation. Perfect through his, Yahushua's suffering. So we don't need to suffer like that anymore. We need to come to repentance in the name of Yahushua through his blood. Receive his redemption blood. Be washed in his blood, cleansed in his blood. Then we need to be immersed. And all this is a burial and resurrection. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12 says, we grow equal unto Yahushua as he was buried and risen from the dead. We as will bury the old person of sin and the new person in Yahushua arise. And then we need to live in holiness till the day that we die. Verse 11. For both he, capital H, Yahushua, that sanctified, I like the word sanctified, made holy, made clean. For both he, Yahushua, that sanctified, And they who are sanctified are all of one. For both is more than one. For both he, capital H, Yahushua, that sanctified. Why did he come to earth? He was made just less than the angel. He received the power of Yahweh, which made him undiable, unperishable, in a human body. He came to sanctify, to save and to find and to save those that were lost, to sanctify. Sanctify to me is a powerful word. It may means to clean up in total. And they who are sanctified, with other we as the bride of Yahushua, and they, the bride of Yahushua, who are sanctified, are all of one. We are of one. We are of Yahweh. He has the breath of life in him. For which cause he, capital H, Yahushua, is not ashamed. He's not ashamed to call them, even in this 21st century, brethren. The bride of Yahushua is calling brethren. And we can say sisters as well, because Galatians 3, Galatians 3, 26, 29 says, for those who were immersed in Yahushua, has put on Yahushua, the wedding garment. There's no Greek, no free man, no slave, no Jew, no men, no women. We're all one, and according to the promise of Abraham, we became heirs. So brethren and sisters, brothers and sisters, for verse 11, for both he, capital H, Yahushua, the sanctified, and they who are sanctified, they us, are all one. For which cause he, capital H, Yahushua, is not ashamed to call them, that's us, even in this 21st century, brethren. Verse 12, saying, I, Apostle Paul, in brackets. He's saying, I, Apostle Paul. See how the scenario is changing now. Because if you just carry on, you would have not known who's talking to whom. Saying, I, Apostle Paul, would declare thy name, capital M, the name of Yahushua, unto my brethren, who is the bride of Yahushua, in the midst of the church. Now, did you know in the time of Yahushua there was no church? Church came from the Roman Catholic in 34 AD. And when they did the first translations in the second century, they brought in the word church, Roman Catholic Church. Roman means Roman Empire, state church. Catholic means united. Church means universally. He didn't have any church, not one. And that's why he told his disciples to go from house to house and break bread. What are we doing now? We're breaking the bread of life. What does the Bible say? What is our body? I say our body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Where does Yahweh and Yahushua stay? Somewhere yet drifting around? No. He lives within us. Every one of us. This is the temple, the building, where Yahushua lives in. He says he does not live in buildings made by man's hands. Your bodies is the temple, or the building, the spiritual building, of the Ruach HaKodesh. Saying, I, Apostle Paul, will declare thy name, the name of Yahushua, unto my brethren, the bride of Yahushua, in the midst of the congregation, not church. He had congregations. Will I sing praise unto thee, Yahushua? Apostle Paul says he will declare the name unto the bride of Yahushua. And in the midst of the congregation, he will sing praise unto thee. That thee is a capital H. Thee. A capital T. The, T-H-E-E, T, capital T. Who is? Yahshua. We don't really realize the amount of revelation word that's sealed up in Hebrew chapter 2. After we read Hebrew chapter 1. After reading Hebrew chapter 1, going directly into Hebrew chapter 2, it looks as if it's less important in order which has happened in Hebrew chapter 1. But when we look at every verse in detail in Hebrew chapter 2, we find that there is a massive revelation in Hebrew chapter 2. Now I'm going to stop right here. If his father's will, until tomorrow morning, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.